One issue I know a lot of people will be talking about is pensions. Now, as we told you last night, there has been a robocall put out that's come from the ACTU that basically, well, it's pretty poor, to be honest, because it says that people are going to have their pensions cut and you've got to ring Malcolm Turnbull. And the problem is that it only tells half the story because as a result of the pension changes, yes, some people will lose some pension. Some people will maybe lose all of the little of the pension that they're currently receiving. And people don't like to do that because they tend to lose health cards and so forth. But there are a large number of people who will get more pension as a result of it. Anyway, Bill Shorten says, well, this is all okay, and that maybe Malcolm Turnbull shouldn't change the laws. Well, anyway, let's just have a listen, because Malcolm Turnbull today has hit back with a robocall of his own. Has anybody got this call from the Prime Minister?
Hello, I'm Malcolm Turnbull, and I want to set the record straight about recent changes to pensions. The vast majority of pensioners are unaffected. Tens of thousands of pensioners with modest assets are better off. Pensions will continue to go up twice a year, and the family home remains exempt from the assets test. Our older Australians should be respected, not deliberately frightened for political gain. If you need more information, please contact Centrelink. Thank you.
So there you go. So that was Malcolm Turnbull today. Has anybody got that robocall? 131873. Tell me if you have. Be interested to know that. So what's happened then is that Bill Shorten's jumped back out. Just have a little listen to this.
Malcolm Turnbull's the nation's number one crybaby. I've got a Christmas tip for Malcolm Turnbull. If you don't want people to complain about your pension cuts, don't cut the pension.
Okay, Bill, then in that case, you come up with a little idea as to how we're going to keep the AAA credit rating, how we're going to get the budget back into surplus. Because, Bill, the only issue that I can currently see that you have got in regards of cutting anything is, number one, negative gearing, right, which is not necessarily going to bring in a whole lot of money. It's simply going to cause other issues in regards to house prices, which would have an impact on just about everybody. And the second part about this is you've really got to also consider that the biggest expenditure Australia makes is social welfare. And that during the mining boom, Australia spent an awful lot of money increasing pensions and family tax benefits based on the fact that commodity prices, iron ore, would be $150 a tonne. It's now doubled this year, but it's $80 a tonne. Coal prices at one stage were $200 a tonne. Well, sure, they're now back at $100 a tonne, but they have come up from about $40 a tonne this year. So the problem is that the spending was put in place at a time when commodity prices were much higher and the country was awash with cash. It's not now. So you need some answers. Anyway, let's go through some of these pension changes. Let's go to Paul Versteege, who is the policy coordinator at the Combined Pensions and Superannuants Association. Paul, thanks for your time as always.
Oh, Ross, how are you?
Yeah, top form, thank you. Just take people very slowly through some of the changes. Who has their pension taken away from them, as the ACTU and Bill Shorten are highlighting, and who ultimately ends up getting more money as a result of all this?
Okay. It is true that a lot of people will be affected, but the pension is being cut from the top, and that is right, because it's a safety net arrangement. It's to prevent people from falling to poverty.
I'll tell you what, Paul, I'm going to let, because I need to hear this absolutely precisely, I'm going to get you called back, because that line is not so good, and we'll come back to you. But what Paul's basically saying is, at the top end, we have got changes in the threshold. So say, for example, in the past, if your assets are below certain thresholds, you're eligible for a full pension. So in the past, let's say, for example, you're a couple with a home, the current assets test limit is $296,500. And from next year, it's going to be $375,000. So in other words, you're allowed to have more assets plus your family home, and you will receive the full pension. If you're a non-homer owner and you're single, the current assets test limit is $360,500, but the limit is going to jump to $450,000 next year. So in other words, you can have more assets and still get the full pension. Does that make sense? Okay, so on the other side of it, here's Paul Versteege back again. So you're saying that it's at the other end of the scale, when people start to lose the pension, that's where the real impost is, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. If you the cutoff for couples at the moment is close to $1.2 million in assets, which is a lot of money, but because that affords you, you know, when you're 65, easily, if you invested right, an income of about $60,000 a year. You have to dig into your capital on, along the way, but it will fund your retirement at a very comfortable level. So it's important that the pension remains a safety net arrangement, which prevents people from falling into poverty. And it actually benefits some people who are currently on a part pension because the asset free area, that is the value of assets that you can own without losing any pensions, is going up significantly. It's going up from to $250,000 for singles and $375,000 for couples.
Who have got their own home. Now, we should explain to people, you mentioned that 1.2 almost. So at the moment, if you come in under, say, if you earn, if you have assets of less than 1.178 million, so 1.178 million, you can get some part pension and also health cards and all the rest of that. Now, that's been reduced to $816,000. So those people who have got assets between $1.178 million and $816,000, they're the ones that lose the part pension. But for many of those people, of course, the real issue is losing health cards and benefits and all that type of thing, isn't it? That's what people are generally worried about. But the idea the government's got is that if you are between those levels, eventually you're going to spend that money, you're going to come back into a pensionable age, if you like, and you'll regain those benefits once you've come down that, to that level.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly the idea. you know, obviously it's going to be very upsetting for people to lose their pension, especially people who are on a lot of medications if they lose their health card. Yeah, the pension is being cut from the top. At the lower end, people will benefit, and most people will be unaffected. What we've got to remember is that, as you said in your editorial there, that during the mining boom there was enough money to fund this, and what few people realise is that the current taper rate of $1.50, which is going up to $3. was in place 10 years ago. We're simply going back to the future.
Tara, it's really interesting. Good to have you in the program. Paul Vestige is the policy coordinator of the Combined Pensioners and Superannuants Association. And Paul, great to have you on the program this evening.
No worries.